Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our buddy Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Tim, short of a triple that's going to draw a throw and have a guy doing a head-first slide to see if he's safe or out, and inside the Parker has to be one of the most exciting plays in all of baseball. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. But watching that last night, Bill, and you can appreciate this, and a lot of your listeners will remember this. You know, one of the cool things looking back in comparison is watching Robin Yount run the bases. When you get those long, loping legs going, and they just... It's very similar to Christian Yelich. Once they get going, it's pretty cool to watch. The way they cut on the bases, they take the right angle on them. It was just awesome. Now, I will get on Yelly for dogging it a little bit to first base.
Right.
I'll give him that. And he's not immune to that criticism because, you know, again, if you look at the night before, Bill, it was a 1-0 game. You don't know in baseball what play, what inning, what situation is going to turn a game. But outside of that, no, it was good to see Yelly do what he did last night.
To see him take walks and to talk about having control at the plate, Tim, look, one night does not, you know, pull him out of a slump, but it certainly at least gives you a feeling like he's seeing the ball better, you know?
Yeah, a couple of things, Bill. One would be it happens in the game of baseball. It's such I know sports can humble you, but I think baseball, it's just right in your face all the time because it's such a numbers-driven thing. And so when you get into a 1-for-17, it sticks out. It's well documented. It's well advertised, if you will. Mm-hmm. And when Craig Counsell went through that years ago with the 0-for-45, you couldn't I can't imagine. But it happens also additionally at every level, though. Your kids in Little League, they go through it in baseball. Your daughter in softball goes through it, and they're not immune to it. It can destroy a career. Look at the Baltimore Orioles, Chris Davis. How he got on such a bad roll, Bill, and it really sort of cost him a little bit of a future at the tail end of his career. It really did. I mean, I saw this with my son playing, you know, where he played in college and all through the travel scene in high school and all that. It's just debilitating at times to see that for these guys. You feel for them. You really do. The good ones, they'll come out of it. Yelly will come out of it. You know, Trout's coming out of his. Chris Bryant's busting out of his. And Yelly will get out of his.
Yeah, we usually see hitting behind pitching this early in the season anyway. So I'm hoping over the next week, which as long as the Brewers are getting some wins and not falling any further back, then you would hope that the bats are going to kind of catch up with where the pitching's at. Speaking of the pitching, another quality start coming out of the starting rotation. Boy, we'd asked this question yesterday. Do you feel that the Brewers' starting rotation is set up to be good for not just this year, but maybe a couple of years down the road? That very quietly they put together a good stable of arms. Give me your thoughts there, Tim.
Yeah, for sure they have, Bill. And you know, Sam Schmitz, your board operator today, and I last night uncovered this little tidbit. Brewers starters this year, and you know, it's 10 games. We understand that. Brewers starters this year, ERA, going into last night was 2.98. Coming out of last night, 3.04. That's for the starters. Now, this perception that the Brewers have no arms, what are they going to do for starters? What do they got? A free agent, a journeyman, Brett Anderson, and then they get this guy from the KBO, and now they got young guys, and No, it's performing. It is. Now, let this take hold. The concern I would have, obviously, and you know this, is the offense. The bullpen, they just haven't played from the lead, Bill.
Right.
Craig Counsell is still figuring out how to use his bullpen. And I know that sounds funny, but given this season and given the scores at the times you get to the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th innings, we have yet to see the bullpen used in their specific roles. It's starting to take a little shape a little bit. It looks like Josh Hader is just your prototypical closer. He's going to be a three-out guy, ninth-inning guy. That's that. Corey needs to work on his stuff. Devin Williams starting to pop up a little bit into the mix. And David Phelps, thank God for him, because he's outstanding right now. So if there is an APB on Alex Claudio, because we haven't is he still with the team? I'm not
thank
sure.
Thank God they haven't needed him a whole lot. You know what I mean?
true.
I mean that's the I look at it and think Claudio really hasn't had to be a contributor. And there's what situation would you put Claudio in right now?
Yeah, he's a guy that's got to have that one run where you run into. You know, you're trying to figure out the Bobby Walls. Okay, that didn't work out. You go down. Justin Grimm still has. We don't know what Justin Grimm is going to be this year quite yet. So I would use him in that one-run game where you know you got back-end support. Once that settles in. And again, like I said, it might be the Devin Williams, David Phelps, Brent Suter, and Josh Hader show. And that's where it's got to be right mm-hmm. now. Middle innings, it's going to be Alex Claudio's. It's going to be Corey Knebel. Cross your fingers for Corey. He could make a huge difference down the line. He really could.
I think their pitching is probably better than a lot of people gave it credit for. But again, we go back to let's see when things begin to heat up and you start to get that hitting that catches up with the pitching. Right now, the losses have not come because the pitching staff has given up a ton of runs. It's because they couldn't get key hits. They're, with runners in scoring position, they're one of the worst hitting teams in baseball, the lower third, as a matter of fact. I think they're 20th. And when you look at this team as far as team batting average and strikeouts go, their team batting average extremely low and strikeouts extremely high. Maybe last night was, and like Craig Counsell said, you can't get it all back at once, but at least maybe guys are starting to see the ball a little bit better.
They are, and I love that four-run inning last night. That was, you know, one of the bigger stories last night, along with Lynn Bloom and what he did, career high in strikeouts. Freddie Peralta strikes out 6-3 scoreless. But it really was that four-run inning. They started to move the line a little bit. They had an eight men to the plate inning later on in the game, and then in the four-run inning, they batted around. So that is a great sign. I'm a little puzzled by this offense. I thought they would be much better than they are right now, and hopefully we can just chalk it up to as Yelly goes, so goes the crew. I mean, hopefully we can chalk it up to that, because guy walks four times, gets an inside the parker, scores three runs, knocks in the run, obviously. And then I don't think it's any surprise that the rest of the team has some success as well. So, I mean, again, the offense has got to pull their weight. I mean, yep. Because the perception is that the bullpen is spitting up all these games. Well, you're up 4-2 in the seventh inning earlier this week against the Chicago White Sox, a good hitting baseball team. And you give up a two-run home run, it's like everyone gets on this bullpen for giving up a run or two here and there. Guys, the offense needs to run away with a couple of these once in a while. They got it done last night.
Talking with Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. Getting back to the pitching staff, I think the starters have been solid. Obviously, Hader has not had a ton of work, only three innings. Does it concern you that he's only seen three innings so far this season?
I'm trying to do the math in 60 games, so if it's 10... and he has three outings, three appearances. So wouldn't that be, you know, 3 times 18? You know, so I guess he's on pace as a closer, 30 appearances, 40 appearances maybe. So I'm trying to figure that one out too. I am really surprised they haven't gone multiple innings with him. And mm-hmm. be prepared, he may have to pull that out, Bill. Because if there's not another electric dude out in the back of that bullpen, if there isn't one, he might be forced to go back to Josh Hader getting, you know, 4 or 5, maybe a 6-out save here and there. He might be forced to. If David Phelps falters right now, who is their setup guys? Devin right. Williams? Who has bright future, don't get me wrong. But yeah. That would be about it.
What do you think of Corey Knebel's appearances so far? 2 2/3, 5 hits, just a couple of runs, but a 6.75 ERA. It's not like he's pitched a ton, so I'm not going there. But give me your thoughts on what you've seen out of Corey Knebel.
Yeah, it's hard to tell right now. Just coming off the Tommy John, he did start out with some velocity or lack thereof. That was a little concerning, both at summer camp and then early on this year. But then he picked it up. His last outing, he did ramp it up there to 94-95, but we're talking, you know, about a guy that throws 98-99, and then with just an outstanding curveball. So and it, you know, he may be able to get by on that mid-90s. Sometimes Tommy John, you know, and it's an elixir for health for a lot of these guys. Sometimes it's an elixir for velocity for a lot of these guys. We don't hear about the horror stories either, and we're just hopefully that's not a horror story for Corey Knebel that, you know, rarely, but it does happen, goes in the other direction after TJ.
Tim, always great. Boy, I tell you what, offensively, if they can't feast on this really terrible bullpen that Cincinnati brings to town, I don't think they're going to be able to feast at all. Cincinnati's got great starting pitching. Oh, my God, their bullpen just absolutely sucks. So if you can get to some of these guys early, man, oh, man, you should be able to do some damage. So hopefully we're talking about a lot of runs over the weekend, and you're a happy guy come Monday.
Oh, man, just every day I get another blessing. There's another game. They haven't shut it down. They haven't, you know, done anything weird. So just day by day, and the Brewers right in this thing, 5-5.
Good stuff, Tim. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You got it, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. That is Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them. 800-44-PRI to go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.